gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the post-game press conference of free speech, because our team won, and we're going to the championships, right? So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed fundage. Where? Well, you could send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can phone it in, too, 1-800-724-2719. Operators are standing by. This is part two of the Patrick and Jeremy show. That is really the championships. So, Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Patrick, for having me. And looking forward to getting our show on. This is a Wednesday morning recording, so it's going to be rather fresh and crisp.
Fresh and crisp. I think there's a podcast that a big podcast called Fresh and Fit. And Fit. It's a Muslim guy and a black guy, and they're in Florida, and they interview people. Maybe they're going to invite David Duke on. Who knows? And then after interviewing people, then they hang out with black strippers. And
based.
And Nick Fuentes on, and Nick Fuentes is he is carefully guarding his virginity. And then they had Candace Owens on. So when Candace Owens asked the strippers, "Do any of you know your own father?" I didn't see her say, actually I did see her say that, but you can picture her saying that.
They need to get Jesse Lee Peterson on there so he can ask the strippers if they could just please like repent and forgive their mothers for being such bad mothers.
They need this kind of stuff. So I don't know if they have on Dr. Duke. Post interview stripper hangout, what's that even going to be like? They don't strip there. They've got their clothes on, but they're just like sitting around as eye candy or something. I don't know. It's just the thing that they do. So that's
I wouldn't associate hookers normally with fresh and crisp, but I'm gonna roll with it.
Okay.
Speaking of fresh and fit, how about the Biden entity's speech to NATO? I haven't watched Biden in a while. Like, I've just read news coverage of him. And he spoke at NATO last night. Multiple media outlets covered it. I happened to pull one up from a media outlet, KFGO. I'll look up what that is later. Fargo, North Dakota. Anyway, but the headline reads, "Biden NATO summit is a chance to show voters and allies that he can still lead." So it's not a chance for Biden to, rally NATO against evil Russia, even though that did, that was one of the purposes. Really, what they were looking for was to give Biden a better showing to sort of win him, to win back, his own party from that failed Trump debate. They must have pumped Biden full of cocaine and adrenochrome, because he really did look decent. He did a fairly good job. I watched most of the speech. This Biden had lobes. I don't know if that's a factor in it, but he didn't do bad. I don't agree with anything he said, but he presented well for considering it's Biden, right? We read off the teleprompter. He only had a couple of stuttering moments, but not bad. Some things I took away. So first of all, NATO was created to keep the Soviets from advancing west after the Cold War, all right? And so after the dismemberment of the Soviet Union, pretty much NATO should have been irrelevant, but instead I think the U.S. wanted it to become a global police force. And something else Biden said that I didn't really think about or realize before, 9/11 was the first time Article 5 was invoked. Did we go into war with Afghanistan, invade Afghanistan over Article 5?
I don't even remember that. I remember in real time the whole discussion of, so 9/11 happened, and I remember on maybe 9:12 calling into my local radio station, which is something I never did, but I called in and said, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm hearing people talking about using nuclear weapons, locking up Muslims in internment camps, all this stuff. It was crazy. A lot of crazy stuff was going on. So apparently Article 5 was invoked. The Article 5, if it was invoked, and you're saying that the Biden thing, he said it was invoked, so that's a good source, trustworthy source. That would have so America was attacked, and that would have prompted Germany and England and other European countries to send troops or assist or otherwise assist the American war in Afghanistan. The British were over there big time. The British were there big time. And let's see, who else was there? I know some Eastern European countries were there. So was that Article 5? How about that? Article 5 doesn't obligate everybody to jump. It's not an obligation, strictly speaking. I don't remember the exact wordage of Article 5.
It's a thing. I've been looking it up on the internet while you were responding. There was a joint resolution in Congress, Public Law 107. It authorizes the United States Armed Forces to use force against those responsible for the recent attacks launched in the United States post September 11th. So mm-hmm. Congress basically declared war on anyone that it says is responsible.
Although it wasn't a formal declaration of war. We haven't had that since Pearl Harbor. But yeah, the authorization of force, which is kind of a cop-out. And as I recall, every single member of Congress voted for it with one exception, Barbara Lee, who's still in Congress. She's some Black Lives Matter lady from Berkeley, California. But even Ron Paul, even Dennis Kucinich voted for it.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And the pressure was on, you know, they've kept flashing, the buildings falling, and the loss of lives, and it's an attack on America. And then Toby Keith wrote that one song. I mean, how could you help but support it, I guess?
You were in the military at the time, weren't you?
I was an Air Force recruiter in Kentucky, and for about 3 years I did a tour as a recruiter. And yeah, I was administering the ASVAB test, which is an aptitude test that you give to seniors in high school to test their, you know, what areas they're strength in and what areas they're weak in should they decide to join the military. I was given that test, and we sat there and watched it on TV. They closed the school down. Everybody went home, and they told the recruiters to leave the offices because they were afraid recruiting offices would be bombed. So I just went back home and watched. I got home about the time the second tower fell, and then about 5 o'clock that afternoon, the third tower fell. Nothing hit it. It just fell, and no one really questioned it. And I remember Fox News, you can still find clips of this, talking about the dancing Israelis and how could Israel not have known. And then all of a sudden that got swept out, like that got memory hold real fast. So mm-hmm. I remember very clearly. I was about, how old was I in 2001? Maybe 25. I was 25. So it's pretty fresh in my mind. But no, it's fascinating that sort of the, you know, we've talked about this so much before. After the Soviet Union fell, the U.S. sort of saw it as a window of opportunity to just take over the Middle East. And one of the main purposes, I guess, is establishing the Greater Israel. The, what was it, 7 countries in 5 years or 5 countries in 7 years? I get them confused.
I think it's 7 countries in 5 years. That was what Wesley Clark, general, whose father, he was actually adopted, but his birth father was an Orthodox rabbi. And he grew up in Arkansas. So what was his mother doing with an Orthodox rabbi? I guess we do know, but That was his birth father.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, you know, the other stuff that Biden said was just typical Russia bad. We're going to stop Russia. And it, even though he presented well for who he is, it was just smacked of desperation. This whole NATO summit smacks of desperation. It's just an unsustainable alliance. And I think that they're going to have countries falling away and defecting as this conflict drags out, as it becomes very apparent that Russia's not going to lose the Donbass. That's really where we're at, isn't it? This whole thing ended right now. Russia keeps the Donbass, and the rest of Ukraine stays out of NATO.
Yeah, it's not going to end. It's probably not going to end until Zelensky is overthrown. But, I mean, that's what it's looking like. And that could happen any moment, but it might not happen for a while. So I'm not making predictions as to timing, but you know, the longer Zelensky stays in office, he can't end it. He can't end it. He can only prolong it, and prolonging it just means more. At this point, it's like 2,000 Ukrainian troops a day dying. I mean, he's just throwing people into meat grinder. They're done with people your age. They're going for people my age, and they're going for teenagers. And maybe even women. And probably most of the audience has seen some of those videos of, the recruiters in, military recruiters in Ukraine, what do? They literally wrestle people off the street and try to wrestle them into vans. And you've seen those, haven't you?
Next headlines we're going to read is Kiev Middle School. Students hide as recruiting team searches hallways. That's going to be next.
Okay, well, there you go. And I saw this one video. So Ukraine has a Black Sea coast, and there's, and Crimea is a peninsula into the Black Sea. There was a couple of weeks ago a cluster bomb that exploded over a beach in Crimea, and this Crimea's now Russian Federation, and it was a holiday, and the Russians were all out on the beach, and you could see it happen, and the beach was crowded. It could have been Seaside Heights, New Jersey, or Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It could have been something like that, but it was in Ukraine. It was in Russia. Well, I saw a video of a Ukrainian beach, and it was completely deserted because nobody wants to be out there because they could be recruited. So everybody's kind of in hiding from the recruiters. That's what it's gotten to. And so the longer this goes on, the more people who are just going to die for nothing. And the longer it goes on, the more territory is eventually going to get lost. So it's not just going to be the Donbass. It's going to be 3, 4, 5, 6 other provinces. It could wind up being half of Ukraine. And then the rump Ukraine is probably just going to become some sort of buffer state, dominated by Russia, maybe, probably.
Yeah, and I disagree with the whole Ukraine is going to replace Israel or Israel 2.0. I mean, at best, you could have, some of the Ukrainian territory be like a satellite of the greater Israel. But firstly, the Jews are never going to give up the greater Israel. I mean, that's not going to happen. That goes even beyond my view of eschatology in the Bible. That's just common sense. I think a person even that's non-religious at all that don't believe the Bible can see that. But secondly, the Israel 2.0 and the Ukraine becoming another Israel, that plays into the whole, you have to believe that Russia is totally controlled by the Jews in order to sort of buy that, because it's very evident that Russia is going to control and, as you say, dominate the Ukraine. So it would be more likely that Ukraine would become another, piece of the Soviet Union, but of Russia. The Russia, what do you call them now?
Federation.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Rather than belong to Israel. But I'm going to go on record as saying that I don't believe in the whole Ukraine-Israel 2.0. I don't see it.
Yeah. So now Israel's in trouble because the Israelis, as much as they like bombing other people, they don't like getting bombed themselves. And I don't mean to be mean, but you look at opinion polls and the Israeli public, something like 97% feel are either okay with the level of bombing of Gaza or think it hasn't gone far enough. And only something like 3% think that there's been too much. So they're all in favor of bombing other people. But areas of Israel that have been struck or are thought to be vulnerable from either Hamas's little bottle rockets or Hezbollah's very significant rockets, like northern Israel has been deserted. And those people from northern Israel, from I guess you call it the Galilee, they are in the hotels, the empty hotel rooms in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem that foreigners aren't staying in because Israel is basically in a war zone now. And if there is an invasion of Lebanon, or not an invasion, but like a full-scale war, if Israel launches a full-scale war at Lebanon, and then Lebanon starts breaking out the big rockets and starts hitting Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, you're going to get easily hundreds of thousands of Jewish refugees leaving Israel, a lot coming to New York and Miami and places in Europe. You know, a whole bunch of Israelis have dual citizenship, but even if they don't, they're able to travel often visa free in a lot of countries. And
well exactly, they're not going to flee to war torn Ukraine. You know,
no, they're not going to flee to who would do that?
Not when they're grabbing people off the street. Of course, you know they evacuated a lot of Jews from Ukraine because of that, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, that there was Tucker Carlson still had a show on Fox when this started, and I remember right after the Russian invasion, there was this guy, this Jewish guy. He was wearing a green vest. It had Hebrew letters on it, and he was on saying that they were evacuating Jewish men. And Tucker Carlson had just done a segment where covering Zelensky's order to not allow men to leave Ukraine. He just issued an order not to allow men to leave Ukraine. So Tucker Carlson had his confused looking face up there. And this Jewish guy was saying, yes, we're evacuating our, you know, people from Ukraine to Israel. You have our 1-800 number up, right? You know, he kept saying, put our 1-800 number up so people can donate to us. And Tucker Carlson is like, wait a minute. Zelensky just said that people can't leave Ukraine. Oh, no, don't worry. We will get the people out. Don't worry about that. Just put up the 1-800 number. It was eerie. It was odd. And then, of course, for whatever reason, I abused myself by watching the Hannity show, which came right after. And Hannity had the same guy on. Of course, Hannity loved him. But that was very weird. You can still find that on YouTube, but it was weird.
You watched Hannity? Are you turning into a masochist?
No, I mean, I did it this day because I don't know. I mean, I've only seen Hannity a few times. Hannity is insufferable. So yeah, it is masochism to watch him.
And you know, there's plenty of...
To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar, is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar's cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
I mean, I did it this day because I don't know. I mean, I've only seen Hannity a few times. Hannity is insufferable. So, yeah, it is masochism to watch him.
And, you know, there's plenty of Western media, and we covered the Guardian article last night that's covering these atrocities in Gaza. So I thought I would go ahead and check out Al Jazeera, which has, you know, a pro-Palestinian bend to it. But I thought I would come to a synthesis here on the news. And they're reporting that Israel has attacked 4 schools in 4 days, killing dozens in Gaza. So apparently families are living in schools now because their houses are destroyed and Israel is attacking those. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the UNRWA, which is the United Nations, basically they go in and help people. I'll look up what that's.
Yeah, what is it, the human rights or UNRWA, what would that be? Refugees? Is the R for refugees?
I looked it up a while ago and then forgot it. UNRWA. It is United Nations Relief and Works Agency.
Excuse me?
United Nations Relief and Works Agency.
Okay.
They're outraged and they're calling for an immediate ceasefire because their own people have been, but they're bombing like UN workers.
They're bombing UN workers. So something like 35% of the buildings in Gaza have been destroyed, which is huge. And nobody knows how many people are underneath these buildings. You know, we keep hearing about 38,000 have died. Well, these are 38,000 people 38,000 corpses that have been discovered. Nobody knows how many corpses are under the rubble. And the Lancet did a study. The Lancet is a British medical journal, very prestigious. And it just published a study saying that, its projections for deaths, even if everything was to stop now, is something like 160,000. So I don't know. I haven't read the study myself exactly what it's based on, but there, no doubt. I mean, the 38,000 is very conservative, because that is just based on corpses that have been discovered. I don't know if everybody necessarily has been identified, if a name's been attached to them, because some of the corpses are probably unidentifiable. And maybe there's no family left to identify some of these corpses. But there's tons of corpses that they haven't found. It's not a good look. And here, now, you're going to have coming up. Okay, so you've got the NATO summit now. I think on the 15th, which is, what day is the 15th? That is Monday. That's the start of the Republican convention in Milwaukee. So you're going to have Trump. By then, he's got to announce his running mate. Who knows who it's going to be? There are, I guess, Vivek Ramaswamy is still considered maybe a long shot, but a possibility. And he's at least smart and based on some issues. Tulsi might still be in the running, but most of the people who are talked about are just awful, and it's almost certainly he's just going to have an awful person. Netanyahu's coming later in the month. He's coming, I think, on the 25th to I'm trying to keep it classy, but he is going to allow Congress to do all sorts of things that if I described them, the show wouldn't be classy anymore. But he's going to appear before Congress. And that's going to be really gross. And there may well be massive demonstrations in D.C. I would certainly hope so. And then I'm not quite sure when they're going to do some sort of televoting, a remote voting for even before the Democratic convention. But the Democratic convention in Chicago next month is going to have a lot of demonstrations around it because of Gaza, for sure. But there's going to be some sort of vote for, they already had decided, even before he got ready to mumble, they already decided that in order to get on the ballot in Ohio, they needed to have an official vote ahead of the convention to officially nominate Biden. So if he's either going to get nominated or they're going to slip in somebody else. They're going to have Newsom and give him chlamydia. I don't know. That's what you've been talking about.
It shouldn't surprise anyone that, you know, Congress is hosting a terrorist like Netanyahu. I mean, our Congress and Senate are full of terrorists because they use violence to enact political change, foreign and domestic. I mean, the whole, you know, domestic terrorist thing, that's just a way to attack political enemies, right?
It is.
Using the FBI and violence to, you know, drag people out of their house, shoot their dogs, and zip time in front of their families if they're deemed a dissident. And they can use the wonderful Patriot Act to justify all of this. And you have no rights. There's no...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
If they're deemed a dissident, then they can use the wonderful Patriot Act to justify all of this. And you have no rights. The amendments don't apply. Your constitution is worthless. It's a piece of paper now. So, and getting back to this Biden replacement thing, I wanted to ask you a question. I heard some commentator ask this on RBN. I can't remember who it is, or I would give them credit. Why did they have a debate between Trump and Biden before the conventions even start? Is that normal?
No, that's never happened. Because neither one of them are officially the nominees yet. So that's unprecedented. These were the Biden team's conditions. Have one debate in June, one debate in September. Typically, you might have... Well, I guess last year you had 3 debates. One got canceled because of COVID or something. One got canceled because did Trump get COVID? I can't remember. I think Trump got COVID, so they only had 2, one in September, one in October. This is very early. And you know, one explanation for why the Biden team or the Democratic Party insisted on having one this early would be that if he screwed up, they could replace him. That's one explanation. Another explanation might be, well, if he didn't do well in June, nobody's really going to remember or care. Although he did so badly, not just with the mumbling, but just staring off into the distance. So it's, I don't know. I have the feeling that he's not going to drop out, and the Democrats are going to be stuck with him, but who knows?
Well, then that screams 25th Amendment. That's their only hope then of getting rid of the guy, which would set another precedent.
So the mechanism for the 25th Amendment, it starts with Harris. It starts with a vice president. The vice president gets signatures from half of the, at least, I guess, the majority of the cabinet officers, the heads of departments. And then they send a letter to the heads of Congress, the Speaker and the President Pro Tem of the Senate, stating that they feel that the president is unable to conduct his job. And as soon as that letter is received by Congress, Harris would become the acting president. Well, then Biden, all he would have to do is write another letter. He would write a letter, say, oh, yes, I am. Yes, I can do this. And then Biden gets to be president again. But then Congress has to decide. So Biden would be president again. But Congress would have to decide what to do about it. And if two-thirds of the House and two-thirds of the Senate decided that Biden indeed was not fit to be president, then he would be relieved permanently. That's how, I'm pretty sure that's exactly how it works. And
yeah,
two-thirds, when you got the Congress as divided as it is, two-thirds means all of the Republicans plus about a third of the Democrats, not even a majority of the Democrats, a third of the Democrats wanting to throw Biden under the bus, and it would happen. And that's plausible. That could happen.
Well, unless the Republicans are thinking we want to keep Biden because that's an easy win, you know, for Republicans, that you could have that. At any rate, it wouldn't be difficult.
I think the main obstacle is that I don't think Harris and the Jew crew in the cabinet really get along that well. And so that's what I think the biggest obstacle is. Would you be able to get a majority of the cabinet officers to sign a letter against Biden? To me, that's because I don't know how many of them think that they would be part of a Harris administration.
Well, these people are bought and paid for anyway. They can threaten and or promise them whatever. I think it would be pretty easy to pressure chlamydia into, you know, starting the ball rolling on this. But it makes for fascinating discussion at any rate. But definitely the Democrat Party, the base has collapsed. And I think that this upcoming Republican convention, you're going to see a huge schism in the Republican Party of, you know, people, especially boomers, because Candace Owens is the boomer whisperer, that, you know, listen to her content and they're like, why are we supporting this genocide? You know, why is this? Why do we have to support every war? You're going to get, an anti-war fraction of the Republican Party, even bigger than it was in 2016.
It could happen. So Candace Owens, I think she's significant. I heard that she's the third biggest social media presence or something. After, like, Joe Rogan's got the biggest podcast. I think Tucker Carlson with his Twitter thing is number two. And at least by some sort of metric, Candace Owens is number three. So she's a big deal. You know, I'm not part of that whole social media thing, so I wouldn't know, but she's a big deal. And I've seen her now. She's been going on other people's podcasts. So on amongst lefties, there, what's the guy's name? Jimmy Dore. He's a pretty big deal. And he was on the Young Turks. He's I guess he left the Young Turks because of something. And he had Candace Owens on, and Candace Owens was like talking about Jews. And Jimmy Dore's, he's a comedian. He still does stand-up comedy tours. And Candace Owens is talking about the USS Liberty, and was she talking about the Kennedy assassination? She was talking about the Leo, what's the guy, Leo Frank? Who was the guy that killed the girl in the pencil factory? And that caused
Leo Frank.
Yeah.
Leo Frank.
She's talking about that. And then Jimmy Dore would stop her and say, Candace, why do you hate Jews? And then everybody would start laughing. They'd all laugh. So, I mean, that's not something you would have heard 6 months or a year ago. You wouldn't have heard people joking like that. Mainstream people like Candace Owens and Jimmy Dore joking, like, well, A, criticizing Jews for these real things, and then joking about it. Oh, why do you hate Jews? Ha, 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 ha. So things have changed. I think that's a really big development.
And amidst all this media entourage against Biden, there are a few articles out there. I pulled one up on Reuters that I sent you. The title is Biden is now deporting more people than Trump. And can we really believe these numbers? Are they counting people being turned away at the border? I don't know. Maybe he's deporting more because just record numbers are coming in. And so it makes his deportations pretty much irrelevant. But, I mean, let's go with it that he did deport more. I mean, that's, you know, immigration is a huge issue in this election is going to be. And, you know, maybe this is sort of the media trying to help Biden save a little face. I don't know. What do you make of that, of Reuters reporting on this?
Yeah, I don't know. And are they – which years are they talking about? In the last year or so of Trump during COVID, Trump was able to use the COVID thing effectively to keep the illegal immigration down. And to the extent people aren't coming in, then they're not going to get deported. So maybe the deportation numbers were low during the last year of Trump because people weren't coming in as much in the first place. Trump really wasn't very successful in keeping out illegal aliens. I know he tried, but he never learned how to run the government. And running, I think a lot of people, like callers into Stormfront or whatnot, they used to say, all he's got to do is do an executive order. Well, his executive orders kept going to court and it being, you know, struck down by courts and this and that. And he never learned how to govern. And I don't know what a second Trump administration would be like, but what he's been talking about lately, on the one hand, he's really harping on illegal immigration, which is fine. But on the other hand, he's making it easy for people to come in legally. And so, okay, instead of getting random people from third world countries, now we're going to get non-random people from third world countries, in particular India, and probably China a lot too. And he's saying that anybody who finishes even a junior college should get a green card. And student visas were never considered permanent immigration. You know, you get a visa, supposedly you learn a skill, you learn something, you go back and help your country. And now all of a sudden, lesbian from Nigeria who majors in gender studies or whatever, ethnic studies, now they're the best and the brightest and they get to stay here? I mean, that's retarded.
Here's your choice, Goyim. Be replaced by criminal gangs from Venezuela and third world insane asylum refugees, or be replaced by a higher educated form of third order. That's our choices.
Yeah. And even and now not even that, not really that highly educated, you know, a 2-year college, community college.
And I'll hold to this prediction that when Trump gets in, and I'm saying when he gets in, he'll be allowed to deport these Venezuelan gangs, and it'll look really good, you know, and his supporters will cheer as we're still being invaded through other means.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give Trump at least some credit for filling up space and time during his 4-year administration and delaying the implementation of the Nuland plan to overthrow Putin, which might have been a viable plan if she could have implemented it in 2017, but she couldn't because Trump, he used up 4 years. And that might be something really, really critical, even though Trump didn't get things done that he was supposed to get done, but maybe he deserves some credit just for that. I don't know.
That's probably the main reason why the system turned on him and did the election hoax of 2020, because they knew he was delaying that Newland plan.
Well, that could be part of it. And you know, the way a second Trump term is shaping up, it doesn't really look too good. It, like, at best looks like kind of a Jeb Bush presidency. It really doesn't look like even a Trump first term, where Trump was actually trying to do some stuff. Now it just seems so establishment. But who knows? I mean, you would like to think that he was persecuted so much, both in office and after leaving office, persecuted so much by these Jews. I mean, they did the Mueller probe. They did the first impeachment. They did the second impeachment. They got him indicted on 100 counts or whatever. They did all this stuff to him. But maybe if Miriam Adelson gives him $100 million, then all is forgiven. It shouldn't be like that.
But it be what it be. Before we end the show, I wanted to cover this Kiev Children's Hospital allegedly hit by a Russian missile. And this is reported by the independent UK. So yeah. I guess Russia's saying that it was a stray Ukrainian air defense missile, and the media is saying that Russia directly targeted this children's hospital. I guess this is supposed to take our minds off of Israel targeting children's hospitals in Gaza. But, and to further, you know, this right before the NATO summit, I'm throwing the BS flag on that one. I'm thinking that it was targeted by Ukraine.
That's what Ray McGovern said that too. Ray McGovern called BS on it. I don't know. I mean, but I'll say this much, that this war's been going on for 2.5 years. And how often have you heard about Russia targeting civilian infrastructure or civilian buildings? Almost never. And even when you do hear about it, it usually turns out not to be true. But there haven't been many accusations. They are hitting the electrical grid now. But in terms of buildings where civilians live, there haven't even been hardly any accusations. And you contrast that to Israel, which is bombing 4 schools in a day. Obviously, big contrast.
So allegedly they found these missile fragments that match a Russian missile called a KH-101, and that's their smoking gun to blame Russia. Which, how hard would it be to acquire a Russian missile in the Ukraine?
Yeah.
That could have been planted, or they could have used the missile itself. I don't know. What do we got left before the end?
We got about 5 minutes.
Where do you want to go with this? We could go with the meanwhile, failing infrastructure in the U.S. Another Boeing jet loses a wheel in flight. It was on its way to Denver. Or was it from San Diego? Yeah, let's see. And, yeah, it just drops a wheel after takeoff. Where did they find it at?
Here, I don't
know. I think it was San Diego.
Well, when I was 17, I was driving an MGB through the Pineys in southern New Jersey one summer. I was driving with my feet. I had the top down. I was sitting on the back of the seat, and I was steering with I had my feet on the steering wheel. I had in second gear, so I was second or third gear, probably second gear. I was just cruising at like 20 miles per hour or something. And 15, 20 miles per hour. And then my wheel fell off and it rolled into the Pineys. And the thing is, I was just in gym shorts and bare feet. I couldn't go after it. Somebody went into the Pineys and got my wheel. I didn't have a jack, but it was only an MGB. And this big guy came by and he kind of lifted up the front of the car. I helped him. And the third guy put the wheel back on. Some Korean had worked on my car, and this was before Koreans knew how to read English. And the MGB wheels, they just had one central lug. They didn't have like five lug nuts. It was just one central lug. And it said right and left on it. But this Korean guy who worked on my brakes, he put them on backwards. So instead of automatically tightening as I drove, they automatically loosened. What to do with Boeing? I don't know. Maybe. Does it have something to do with Boeing?
Well, this after the Boeing led the way in, you know, diversity hires, and now you have all these incidents coming up of, you know, pieces falling off of airplanes and aircraft catching on fire in the air. But these aircraft wheels, I've worked on many airframes. This particular airframe was
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Hey there, this is Sheila with Hempaste by Mynutra. Why is hempaste better than other CBD options on the market? It's important to point out that the common CBD oil does not contain CBDA or CBGA, and they're only found in fresh or raw hemp products, like hempaste. Hempaste contains the entire plant, minus any stems. This means the product retains the complete genetic code of the plant, which also includes those two vital cannabinoids, CBGA and CBDA. Over and over, experts keep saying the more intact or less processed the hemp plant is, the more effective it is. Happy hemp paste.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org. And visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Aircraft catching on fire in the air. But these aircraft wheels, I've worked on many airframes. This particular airframe was a 757, I think. Let's see. Yeah, 757. And I've worked on 737s, but it's very similar. It's got one giant nut in the middle of the wheel. And when you change the tire, you have to torque that nut down to over 600 foot-pounds of torque. It's a giant torque wrench. To seat the bearing. Yeah, you got to torque it to over 600 foot-pounds to seat the bearing. Then you back the nut off, rotate the tire, you know, you spin the tire while you torque the nut down to 300 foot-pounds of torque. So if any of these torques are off, you're going to have a mishap like this. And, you know, diversity hires not following instructions, that's being an aircraft maintainer, you really have to pay attention to every detail because these airframes are under tremendous stress on takeoff and landing. That's where you're going to have things go wrong mostly. But basically, yeah, I took off from Los Angeles and this wheel just fell off of it, and it was caught on video that they found the wheel like somewhere in Los Angeles. Can you imagine you're driving around and this wheel just falls and crashes into the road? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, okay. So one last thing. Father Ted, there was an episode of Father Ted where Pat Mustard, the milkman, was making the rounds, and he was delivering more than just dairy products. And so he was in the kitchen laughing it up with Father Ted's housekeeper, Mrs. Doyle. Mrs. Doyle's wearing the milkman hat, and they're whooping it up and laughing it up, and Father Ted comes in and says something to Mrs. Doyle, and then Mrs. Doyle says, "Oh, Pat was just wondering if he could put his enormous tool into my box." And Father says, What are you? And Pat Mustard, he's got this giant torque wrench. He says, "Yes, it won't fit on the milk float. I'll come by and pick it up tomorrow." So that's a little bit of levity. If you haven't seen Father Ted, you got to see Father Ted. That episode is called Speed 3, probably the best sitcom episode in the history of the universe.
I will look that up before I disagree. But I'm always good to hear, always glad to hear a Father Ted reference on the National Bugle.
Yeah. Well, it's the Irish thing, and for the Patrick and Jeremy show, why not?
I should be more up. I've only watched a few episodes of Father Ted that you've recommended, but I'll look that one up and watch it.
Look up Speed 3. It's probably the best. It's my favorite.
Speed 3, Father Ted. Okay.
Okay. That's for everybody.
This was an unusually classy episode.
We kept it classy.
We might as well before we get struck with the gruesome chlamydia.
Yeah, that's gonna this burn and sting.
Yeah, we're not gonna be able to you know, the car coverage of that will fall a little bit below classy, I'm afraid.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Jeremy.
Thanks, Patrick. Stay classy, my friend.
And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.